Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, it's coming. Right for us.
Hampton, Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
OB. It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay. Guys.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Cut down there.
An OP show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Bears 20.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bears 20, Browns 3.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, both.
Hanukkah has come to an end for all our Jewish listeners out there and everything else you're celebrating.
Kwanzaa's around the corner.
There we go. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Win number 5 in the books as the Bears defeat the Browns 20-3. And I thought you...
We should... Hey, no. We feel sorry for everyone that had to watch that.
We do.
Like us. Now, the fans, that's their own volition. That's their choice. Unfortunately for Kaz and OB and I and you today, that was miserable. You know, okay, we beat Cleveland. A winless game. I mean, it's a winless
team
game against a winless team. And I got to tell
and
you,
we folks, got every break in the book.
I'm just
for
telling
four
you,
quarters to lucky we won the game.
If it was 80-0, we'd still be PO'd about how crappy our team plays under this asinine coaching staff. And again, I mean, folks, we're here every day going, okay, what was the driver of the game, the player of the game? You know what the player of the game was? And we'll get to it. But take a guess. What was
Cleveland
the player of the
lined
game?
Up offsides on defense,
yeah,
and got a touchdown call back. That was the play of the game.
And Cleveland, you know, when you're around the league like we are, we got to – I'm watching the Rams. I'm watching Philly. You got to know what's going on. We heard how bad Cleveland is. They underestimated the severity of the problem. This team is beyond miserable. And so, for us to go out there and roll around in the snow with these bums from Cleveland, there's nothing good that we could really say about this game. Our you know, and OB, I think you had the line of the day in the boardroom. You said, you know what? This is game 11 for Trubisky. Game 11. And the more I see him, the less I like about what he does.
That's exactly correct, Dan. And watching this game and the people that watched that television and those poor souls that were out there.
41,000.
You want to talk about inept coaching on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, on both teams. One's, they're 0-what now?
16?
0-16. We won our fifth game. We've had a quarterback here since the spring. Did you watch him today? Did you watch his throws? Did you watch his footwork? Has this coaching staff brought this kid along? I'll tell you what. I am holding back on anything about him. And anybody thinks that we're going to put everything on Mitch Trubisky's shoulders to take us to the promised land, you're sadly mistaken. He's got pathetic footwork, and he's not an accurate passer. And when he's supposed to break out in the pocket, he doesn't. Now, that's what I see. You people out there might see something different. I've watched this kid since the day he got here in bewilderment of how the hell they could give up an entire draft to draft this kid. He should come in here on top of the clouds and taking us all the way up to the top. We got a general manager that gives everything up to get him, and he says, well, we don't want to play him this year. For God's sakes, pace! This is 16 games. The game of football is now, not next week, not 2 years from now, 3 years. You don't have the luxury of hockey, of basketball, of baseball, 100-some games, 80, 90-some games. The game of football is now. And I don't think you understand it, Pace. And I'm going to tell you something. I know damn well this coaching staff's gone, but I'm going to tell you something. Pace has got to get out of this town. You look at his free agent signings. For everyone that he found that's a halfway decent player, you got five that suck.
That is the truth. And here's
Merry Christmas. You know,
and here's the best way to sum up this game today. And every Bear fan out there and any football, National Football League fan will understand what I'm going to say. And Dan, you said it because we were trying to describe what this game was about today. It was the fourth preseason game of the year, and not one player out on the field was an NFL
player.
Played
in the game. Exactly.
And that's what this damn game looked like today. You look like a bunch of players that didn't belong in the National Football League. And the Cleveland Browns GM came in and said that, hey, we don't have any players. We're bad. John, but the Bears lived up to that billing and were equally as bad.
No, we played down to them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They lived up to the billing of the – we know the Browns don't have NFL players, but apparently either do the Bears because they were one lineup offsides call away from being behind and probably losing the damn game.
Okay. Now – to back up my opening.
I'm just saying.
I know, my opening volley.
I usually don't get this bad, but this pisses me off. I can't stand it anymore.
Let me tell you something, Glenn. When I mentioned with Pace, with free agency signings, he went out. We needed receivers, okay? Like he didn't know that. He goes out, folks, and gives $11 million to Marcus Wheaton. For you people that don't know who the hell he is, he's a receiver for the Chicago Bears. I believe it was last week, as a wideout for the Chicago Bears, he caught his third, let me repeat that, 1, 2, 3, his third pass of the season, of which the $11 million two-year contract, $6 million is guaranteed. And this is the general manager that's going to draft and bring free agents and going to take us out of to the promised land?
No
You're
chance.
You're sorely mistaken. He
no
doesn't
chance.
Know what the hell he's doing. And it's enough already with people covered for his backside.
Wait.
He's a good scout. He's a good scout, Dan. That's what he is.
Are you telling me, OB, $6 million for three catches? Let's do the math. Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay. $2 million a catch.
$2 million a catch, and his average was like 3.8 yards.
All right.
Well, wait a minute.
How about Mike Glennon, the quarterback that he was going to be
the quarterback
of the future in free agency? He gives him $18.5 million, folks, guaranteed this year.
That's $2.5 million a turnover.
I was gonna
keep
him a little bit more, but you look at the stupidity of went out there today. I know we won the game. I'll guarantee you this is another game we all agree Bears got every break in the book again. And I'm gonna tell you, so we put 20 points on the board.
We win the game
20-6 to a team that hasn't won the game. Did you just see Kaiser, their quarterback? He was a full count behind on everything. His pass, his running plays, his recognition. Take a look at our guy. He's about a half a count behind. Both of them bad footwork. And both of them, everybody had high draft choices. And I'm going to tell you, folks, if you don't think that this is a mess, you're kidding yourself. Unbelievable.
312-981.
I'm sick of it.
312-981-7200. That is the phone number. Hampton will be with Kaz. We're with you till 6 o'clock today on CLTV till 4. Merry, Merry Christmas. Christmas Eve. Start of the show is sponsored by Parent Petroleum. The Bears inactive today. Compton, Sitton, Hall, Mark Sanchez. Marcus Wheaton is not on there. Marcus Wheaton was not targeted today. Marcus Wheaton was barely on the field. Yeah.
$6 million. Mark, he just threw it out the window.
$6 million guaranteed.
Out the window.
And this guy, he caught his third pass last year, and he was supposed to be the guy coming in that, oh, he's going to break it open. He's got speed. He's got this. He's got the rhythm. He's got everything. You know, and the other thing again, I'm talking about Pace. Whoever the pro scouts are, who's head of pro scouting and college scouting, you're gone. And take every one of those scouts you got with you. That's pathetic. You people went out and recommended the Pace and the Fox, the receivers that we had, and pay them this kind of money? You got a good high school football team would have kicked our ass.
Well, the Browns weren't that.
No, I'm telling you, it was the fourth preseason game of the year. Yeah. That's what it was. We were watching the fourth quarter of the fourth preseason game. A game where everybody has put their starters down and said, okay, the NFL season's going to start next week. So let's throw everybody else out there, and who cares? That's what we got to watch today. And there was, what, 21,000 no-shows, Dan? And thank God they didn't show up, because that was an embarrassment to watch that garbage today.
And you know what? That's more fake news. 21,000, it was 35,000. I'm telling you, the stadium was less. Okay, the age-old question. Was the stadium half empty or half full?
Right.
Which one?
So what the Bears announced today was that 58,796 tickets were distributed, 41,257 in actual attendance, 17,539 in unused seats. And if you go back to Christmas Eve last year, the Bears at home, there was 39,837 there. So 41,257 this year, which means that, in theory, there are more Bears fans this year. Look, than there were last year.
Our genius has brought Pace in here as a general manager, and what he's done. Okay, supposedly in the top shelf, bringing this guy in, do this, do that. You know, he came, folks, from the New Orleans Saints. You know what the Saints' record is today? 11-4 since he's gone. They've gotten better every year since we got this guy over here. Take a look at us. Take a look at what the hell Fox has done. Take a look at what Pace has done. And you're going to retain Pace?
Who knows what they're going to do?
Well, I mean, look, for sure the coaching staff is miserable.
Hey, Glenn,
we saw that already.
For Pace.
But I agree. I agree. No. Pace is gone. In my book, Ed, you and I had him gone. Dan is being a realist, saying, hey, Pace is going to be around. But personally, I agree with you. Start from the top, and you work down, and you start over. Period. End of story.
And think about this. You know, presidents don't kick themselves out of office. They get rid of the generals, right? Well, they're going to get rid of Fox, and he's going to say, he was never my choice. This is what I want to do. And so it's going to buy him another 2, maybe 3 years. But you guys, I got to tell you, the last month, all of just the downward spiral of the entire franchise. Again, you know, so much. How many times today did we all look at each other like, are we sick of even having to be here? We need to reevaluate our careers, Carmen.
Well,
I do. The three of us.
Yeah. What are we doing to ourselves?
We're torturing ourselves in this boardroom eating food.
Make sure there's an ambulance right outside this door.
Well, it was about mid game today. OB just turned to me. So, what exactly are you trying to do with your life? Why are you here right now? And I think you were actually talking about yourself, OB, in some way, shape, or form. You were putting it on me.
If you can't see how pathetic, folks, when you get coaches, they're supposed to take these kids at this level and communicate with them and get their story across. Their story got across all right. We got two quarterbacks. If you put them together, they couldn't make a decent quarterback, and that's what happened. Don't let people listen to me, folks. Don't let these people around here sell you on Trubisky. My God, what he came in, this was his 11th game, and you tell me how much better he got from the fourth game when he started, okay? You tell me how much better he's gotten, how good the coaching was, how they brought him along. My God, we won 3-4 games. How many times have we been down on somebody's 23-yard line or whatever, and it's in the third quarter, fourth quarter, and this guy will punt or do something stupid and won't even go to the end zone. Won't throw the ball into the end zone.
I'm just telling you, you can't make this stuff up.
Hey. Poor footwork, poor everything, Ed.
Hey, Carmen, I'm just going to tell you this. If it was up to OB, Ryan Pace would be announcing next year's draft choice from prison with Rod Blagojevich.
Well, I mean, what he's done is criminal, Dan. You're right. What he's done, the money he spent, and the return has been zero.
Look at his free agent signings. I defy anybody to tell me.
Marcus Cooper, Sims, Dimps, Glennon, over $40 million. We've gotten zero from any of them.
Well, you had today Trubisky playing. Okay? Folks, you know what this kid makes? In excess of $26 million.
That's all.
You hear what I'm telling you? He had a $19 million signing bonus and a four-year $29 million guarantee on his contract. So that means
add it up,
he's making $25, $26 million. Plus, giving Mike Glennon, who was going to take us to the promised land, he was the quarterback of the future until that idiot made that up move. He's guaranteed, gave him $43 million and guaranteed $18.5 million. And you want this guy? He's the face of the Bears? He's the one that talks for the Bears, Pace?
He
doesn't know his backside from his front side.
He's a decent scout.
Between the two of them, we have no quarterbacks rated in the top 30 in the NFL.
And no Pro Bowlers for the third straight year, which is it's really hard to do.
This was pathetic.
You know, nobody in Green Bay was made to Pro Bowl. They want to recount on the votes. They can't believe it. Here, we just accept it.
312-981-7200. Hampton, OB, Merry Christmas with Kaz, with you till 6.
And by the way, Merry Christmas.
Merry damn Christmas.
20-3, Bears did beat the Browns.
They did win today. I know it's shocking, but they did win.
Hard to tell from that opening segment.
Yeah, but you know what, Mark? It was so pathetic. Come on.
I feel you.
The game any way you want to go about it.
Ed, how many times today, and I know we got to go to break, but how many times today did Mitchell Trubisky have his feet together, close together, and throwing the ball high and behind the receiver? At least a half a dozen times today.
Without a doubt.
14-23, Trubisky. We'll get to your calls. We'll get into the performance of Mitchell Trubisky today. The announcers loved it on the broadcast. 720.
Well, there are a bunch of stooges.
Something else we got to talk about.
720 WGN.